owner, Dr. Jeff specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers on this Tuesday, June 13th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in for the podcast. Listen on demand. A lot of people say, Chucker, I work 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. I can't listen to your show live. You don't have to. The only bad thing, of course, you can't text comments into the show during the show, but you can listen to the podcast, listen on demand, anytime you want. Now, one thing you do have to understand, it's all about information. It's all about getting the information out. The message right now has to be about getting people to think intellectually instead of emotionally to these ads that they are running on TV. Kamala Harris is all about emotion. If you watch the ads, looking at it with this filter, watch the ad and see how many times there's an emotional component to their points that they're trying to convince you to vote for Kamala Harris. It's all based on emotion. None of it is based on solid policies. None of it has to do with fixing the economy, fixing the border, getting rid of these absolutely ridiculous regulations that we are being subjected to. It's all about emotions. Capping insulin at $35. Well, that's a good thing. But it makes you feel like she's doing something. She has done something to help the little guy. But in fact, Kamala Harris had absolutely nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it at all. But yet she's promising all kinds of things that they're going to do for the working class because she feels your pain. That's all emotion, people. You have got to get these cards, and you need to give them to 100 people that you come in contact with. If you pass out these 100 cards and talk and ask them to talk to 11 people about these 11 questions, for a $25 investment, you could affect, you yourself could affect 1,100 voters in your area. Now, one of the things that we have to start talking about, people, whether we like it or not, straight Republican ticket. No write-ins, straight Republican ticket. Don't let the Democrats play games with our elections. That's got to be the messaging. Straight Republican ticket. That way you're not coloring in an oval for Mike Rogers or Jack Bergman or any of these other candidates. You're voting for the Republicans who won the nominations in the August 6th primary, the presidential primary. These are our candidates. We do not want Democrats anywhere near any offices. As you start talking to people, straight Republican ticket, no write-ins. Don't let the Democrats play games in our elections. That's the message. That's got to be the message. Go to acconservatives.org, donate $25. We'll send you 100 of the cards. We'll also send you some radio station business cards and rear window stickers. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. One of the things that we're looking at here is this presidential race and the impact it's going to have on the down ballot. One thing you have to understand, if everybody votes straight Republican ticket because of their vote for Donald Trump over Kamala Harris, all the Republicans win in the state of Michigan. If that's the case, Lisa Trombley, who defeated Katie Nis in the primary, she will defeat Betsy Kofia in the 103rd House District. Why is that important? Because Betsy Kofia is the most liberal, progressive, socialist, communist in Lansing in the state house. She has given a 100% yes vote on every Democrat bill that the Democrats rammed through this past year. Year and a half, basically, since she's been in office. Why is that important? Because that seat flipping back to Republican, which is what it should have been always, Jack O'Malley ran a horrible race and lost to Betsy Kofia. Jack O'Malley is not a conservative Republican in any way, shape, or form, and got his butt kicked by Betsy Kofia. Well, guess what? Now we're in a situation where they have the opportunity, the Republicans, to flip that seat. Right now, folks, you have to understand there's 110 state representatives in Lansing, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. If Betsy Kofia loses that seat to Lisa Trombley, guess what? It's now 55-55. Gridlock. With one race here in northern Michigan, we tie him up in gridlock. That doesn't even talk about all these other races that they're looking at flipping. Right now, they're saying there's a good possibility that three other Democrats are going to lose their races in November as well. Republicans have put up really good, strong candidates. They are fully funded, and they are going to get elected. Well, then it goes from 55-55 to 58-52. And that's exactly what my prediction was months ago. I looked at these races. I looked at the Democrats. I looked at how vulnerable they are. With good, solid candidates, the Republicans are going to take those seats back. Well, guess what happened a week ago today? Good Republicans got elected. And they're liked by the state party, the DeVos family. All the donor class are fully supporting them. And guess what? They're going to win in those Democrat seats. Now, what happens on November 6th? After Donald Trump wins Michigan, wins the White House, the Republicans take back the majority in the state house here in Lansing, Michigan. Whitmer and the 56 Democrats are into what's called lame duck mode. November 6th, until the end of the legislative term, they will ram through every single one of their bucket list items they have been yearning to pass and haven't done yet. Well, Trucker, what haven't they done? We are the number one abortion state in the country. They've expanded LGBTQXYZ protections in the Civil Rights Act. They repealed right to work. They reinstated prevailing wage laws. They've changed our elections. They have changed everything. They have done everything they wanted. Oh, no, 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 no. There's a whole bunch of laws, things that they want to do, folks, that you may not even know about. One of them, and it's on the burner right now, it's clear and obvious. Parental consent. They absolutely want to completely eliminate parental consent when it comes to anything to do with your children. Parental consent has been on their bucket list for a long time. But they knew it was so radical. And they knew that if they tried to do it, that it was going to hurt them in those special elections. Remember the two mayors that got elected, the two Democrat state representatives that won the mayor races in Warren and Westland? We had gridlock, folks, for months. Earlier this year, remember, they didn't even go to Lansing, basically. They didn't do anything. Why? Because it was 54-54. It wasn't until they had those special elections in April could they get their majority back. Well, by the time they got the majority back, the new Democrat state reps got sworn in. Guess what? Then they ran into the summer recess. 4th of July. Passing the budget. They had to get the budget done. They had to focus all of their time and effort to get the budget done before they left for summer break to be able to knock on doors for the August 6th primary. Well, guess what? It's over. As soon as we get past Labor Day, they're back in session. Now, you got to remember, though, they're back in session after Labor Day, but they got to run a November 5th election or they stand to lose the majority in the House. So they're going to want to do very little crazy progressive bucket list things before the November 5th election. They're not going to take on getting rid of parental consent. They're not going to do all these other radical things that they want to do. So they're going to wait until the lame duck session. They're going to do the most spending they can. They're going to knock on doors. They're going to try to convince people to do crazy stuff and vote for them to keep them in office November 5th election. When that doesn't happen because of Donald Trump's coattails, people voting straight Republican, no write-ins, not letting the Democrats play games in our elections, guess what? Guess what? They lose the majority in the House. They find out on Wednesday, November 6th, that they lost control of the House. They lost their majority. Man, it's going to be game on like you would not believe. Parental consent. They are going to pass bills, Governor Gretchen Whitmer will sign them, limiting the amount of rounds in magazines, in clips, for semi-automatic rifles. They're going to pass a 1,000% tax increase on ammunition. They're going to absolutely try to eliminate charter schools in Michigan. Charter schools, schools of choice. Why do I say that? charter school transparency hearings starting in the Senate next month. Hearings on new charter school transparency mandates are among the first things on the agenda, according to Senate Education Committee Chair Dana Polhanki, Communist Democrat from Livonia. The former public school teacher said that while charter schools are public schools, 80% are run by companies that use our tax dollars to turn a profit. Vicky, don't be opining during my show. You just heard her laugh in the background. She went on to say it's important that they're not allowed to continue to do so in secrecy, Polhanki said, being on MERS News Service's Monday's podcast. Michiganders have a right to know how many of their taxpayer dollars are getting to the charter school kids and teachers versus how much is kept by the companies that oversee them as pure profit, end quote, said Polhanki. So what are they going to be looking for? More transparency. The Democrats, when they get back, are going to pass laws. Whitmer will sign it into law, demanding audits and accountability, transparency of charter schools. Michigan's first ever 9 charter schools opened their doors in the fall of 1994, almost 3 decades ago, according to the Michigan Association of Public School Academics. 75.9% of the student population across the state's 285 charter schools face social economic disadvantages. What does that mean? That means the charter schools are competing against the failing Detroit Public School District, and among others, that are failing the poor kids. Over 3 out of 4 kids face socioeconomic disadvantages compared to other students. If you look at that, that means that they are attending schools that are failing. What are the parents choosing to do? Take them out of the failing public schools and put them into the charter schools. In the spring of 2022, Polhanki demanded reforms, criticizing Michigan for, quote, "The wild, wild west of charter schools exists right here in Michigan due to lack of transparency regulations," end quote. Folks, she's been saying this stuff for over 2 years. While the Republican led the chamber in 21-22, Polhanki's 4 bills did not go beyond receiving a referral to the Senate Education and Career Readiness Committee, where they basically sat, and the Republicans did nothing with them. But now Polhanki holds the gavel of that committee, and she's very excited about getting the hearings underway in September when they come back from the summer break. Well, guess what? She's got some Senate bills all teed up, ready to go. And I got the list. And this is what the Democrats, one of their bucket list items they're going to do in the lame duck when the Republicans win on November 5th, take back the majority in the House. These are the bills they're going to pass. And I got the whole list all teed up, ready to go. Not only will it be getting rid of parental consent over your minor children, not only will they increase the fraud that they can perpetrate in our elections, they're going to change the rules regarding charter schools because of Pohanky and Governor Gretchen Whitmer being obligated to the union school teachers. I'll have those bills lined up. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source,
brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.